Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road!
Must have filled him full of vitamin B12 today because he actually looked alert. In the meantime, we're full of the truth and we're ready to go here with the American Adversaries on another Trumpin' Tuesday. Once again, every Trumpin' Tuesday is brought to us by Sutherland Nissan, and we so very much appreciate them and you as we come to you on the big, new, bolder, stronger, and yes, indeed, more important to listen to than ever before, AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer. And, of course, we want you to go to the AnswerOrlando.com website where you can listen to all the great but you can also join the Answer Seekers Club and then win the American Adversaries Terrific Talkers VIP experience. It's going to be a heck of a night, ladies and gentlemen, for somebody. All right, and then you can also listen on our excellent website, AmericanAdversaries.com. You can listen on your Alexa devices. You can still download the free Answer Orlando app in your smart devices. And yes, indeed, we are up on the Titan Cave Cam, so you can see and hear us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And I must not have got the memo, because I didn't put on my red shirt tonight.
But that's right, Chris. Look at this, boy. Right from the keys, man.
DeSantis 2024. Okay, make America Florida.
How about that one?
There you go.
I know. We love it.
That is the chairman of the board, the union boss, trailblazer that he is, Michael McBath, fresh off a visit to the keys. And also, of course, Randy Ross is in with Trumpy Ross.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, yeah. I see he's even got his red collar.
It's all red up in here.
Oh, yeah.
At least I got my red cap on anyway. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, coming to you on a Thompson Jewelers crystal clear diamond microphone. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We will have Grover of Americans for Tax Reform join us at the bottom of this hour to talk about the tax proposals that are in this $3.5 trillion boondoggle. And
which I'm looking for with Grover, because this is disgusting.
Absolutely. Massive tax increase, the largest since 1968.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you believe it?
Something to be proud of, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
I wasn't born yet. No, I was 3 years old then.
How about it?
3 years old. I couldn't even pay taxes back then.
And then in the next hour of the show, we're going to have Andy Sabatini on with us. And he has written a letter today to his colleagues having to do with mandates and the like. So we'll be talking with him in the next hour of the show. Got a lot we're going to get to, however, in the meantime. And Mike has a challenge for you Thursday.
This is another good one.
Yeah. I'll get my pencil out.
There you go. All right, but meantime, Mr. About 30, 40 minutes ago, he wrapped up being billed as a forceful speech on Afghanistan.
So he didn't fall asleep during the speech. Is that it? Okay.
No. He does what actually he's best at.
What's that?
And that is to come out and act mad.
Oh, God.
And his speech was to be a tough guy, but he comes across as angry.
Yeah.
And he basically went through his litany of reasoning for why he did what he did, blamed again on President Trump and also on others. He couldn't do it without mentioning his son, Beau.
Of course.
As he referred to the 13 who were killed.
He didn't bring up Hunter.
No.
Why don't you bring them both up?
No. Okay?
Because you're a product of both.
Right.
It's funny you say that. One of our listeners texted me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't listening to it. I was doing something else. And it says, his voice is trying to sound so tough. What a joke.
That's what I mean. After this week, what a joke.
Basically, yeah. He stood once again behind his decision, was emphatic that it was the right thing to do. He pledged that he would get us out of this war and end the war. He also, once again, made the argument that our mission there was over. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's highly debatable. Many now think that we'll just be a matter of time before we have to go back in there and take care of business one way, shape, or form. And nonetheless, he came out and basically tried to put this behind him. And by declaring victory, declared that it was basically, he tried to portray it as a great accomplishment.
Well, any president would do that, but, you know, it's quite obvious when you see all your allies, you know, anybody else turning on America because of how inept the government, particularly.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Chris, he never notified any of our allies that we were pulling out and left their people in there.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't know that.
Left them in the lurch.
Yeah. 3/4 of the people, soldiers there were allies. He never contacted any of those nations were leaving.
Oh, my God.
He left. And left them all stranded.
And he left the dogs.
He did. Oh,
that's a bad man in all seriousness.
Oh, my God. What a horrible person.
That's a bad person.
Evidently, they did get some of the dogs out, but not all of them. And there are varying reports as to where they are at this point.
Probably hanging from Black Hawk helicopters.
By the way, there were photographs of a Black Hawk helicopter flying around with some guy hanging off a rope. And obviously, unlike what the general said yesterday, disable all the aircraft because
obviously,
yeah, they were in. But I was in the Kandahar province, where, by the way, a lot of atrocities have already started.
Chris, you saw there was a picture today of about 80 of their soldiers, the Taliban lined up, absolutely dressed American soldiers with the helmets, everything. Yeah. It was so disgusting, and it's done
horrible.
Mockingly of America.
It's just horrible.
And that's what happens when we leave all of this equipment behind. Biden continued to stress the case that we'll have over-the-horizon capability to get to the terrorists.
That's false.
Oh, I don't believe
that. That is false, because if you don't have those other airports, where they have 6-7 other airports, you don't have people on the ground guiding. No. That's a complete lie. Another lie.
By the way, President Trump himself this morning said on Stuart Varney that he would have never closed Bagram Air Force Base, that he would have kept that Air Force Base open because it is so strategically positioned right there, not just in Afghanistan, but close to Pakistan and China.
In that region.
Exactly. Yep. It gave us a presence they no longer have. We're now hundreds of miles away. It's a base that will not be retaken easily. But at some point, we probably will have to take it back. But nonetheless, he came out today, tried to claim victory, and put all of this, the part of this intent was to put this behind him now so he can move on, get back to passing these big bills.
Oh, you mean like the southern border, that crisis and other things?
Right. Yeah. The health crisis, economy, taxes.
And don't be surprised if, like General Tata said on the show last week when he went on with us, that the media begins to turn the story.
Oh, they're already doing it.
They're already doing it.
It was a tough decision that he made, and in spite of everything, he stuck to it.
And
we also found out yesterday evening that the military had been forewarned of the suicide bomber that killed those 13 military forces on last Thursday, the Marines, the soldier, and the Navy corpsman. So it's a huge debacle. They can't wait to get it behind them. By the way, he did not answer any questions after he spoke for about, I guess, about 20, 30 minutes. He turned and walked away.
What a coward.
And then it was left up to Jen Psaki to answer the questions.
Oh, geez.
And by the way, there are clearly a number of Americans that were left behind. Don't know how many. The New York Times estimates it's up to 200. The State Department said somewhere between 100 and 200. There are other estimates that it's 1,000 or more.
Chris, I'd bet any amount of money it's above 200. That's a joke. In a giant country, all there is 200 of them left.
Americans.
I don't buy that.
And by the way, there were students from American Air. It's just a total mess. And once again, though, this administration, now that the deadline is over and the operations have officially ceased, they will seek to move on and no longer speak about this.
But it does look like we will have some of our former soldiers going back in and pulling out some of our people.
For
compensation, maybe not.
There are efforts underway that... not the State Department, but independent actors, non-governmental organizations, the likes of like Glenn Beck, who raised a lot of money and got some people out of it there. Those efforts will continue. The State Department supposedly is going to continue diplomatic efforts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, these were left behind and are now at the mercy of the Taliban and any other bad actors over there. And there are plenty of them. So, once again...
But don't you think, too, it's for the Republican Party to never let them get off the subject?
Never.
Just keep drilling
this
all the way up to 222.
Never forget. Like, he forgot about 9/11. Yeah. Never forget.
Well, Randy, you need a tattoo.
I don't do tattoos.
And the Republican House leadership came out today, and in a separate press conference, you had the Republican Freedom Caucus come out, and both of them basically demand the resignations of Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, Anthony Blinken, and a number of others. You even had, I believe, the House Liberty Caucus call for the resignation of Joe Biden.
That's why it's so important to vote. To change Congress, to change Senate, because right now, if this president was doing what he was doing, can you not imagine he would not be impeached?
Yeah.
Well, it's not likely that he is going to resign, obviously, and not likely that any of his top officials are going to resign either. By the way, Anthony Blinken last night came out and did his own little Biden dance because... After the spoke from the Pentagon made the official announcement that the operations had, he came out for a State Department they thought was going to be a briefing and question and answers. He came out, said a few words, spun on his heels, and walked out the back door.
Chris, you saw that's to 90 retired admirals and generals.
I saw that.
That Austin and thoroughly resigned. But, I mean, that's amazing. 90 of them came out and said, you know, it's time for you people to step away.
Like I say, it's highly unlikely that is going to happen, and they will now merrily go back about their business of purging the military of white supremacy and the like.
Yeah, that's going to work real well, boy.
Yeah.
Real well.
No doubt, no doubt. Meanwhile, the market today was not overly impressed.
But not disappointed either,
I guess.
You know, I can reflect back to our big trader, Randy, here. on Bitcoin.
He's moving the markets all by himself.
He's moving them all the time. But I noticed that Trump, that Tuesday, warned that crypto potentially was a disaster waiting to happen. I laughed so hard. Then right before him, a couple days earlier, Paulson, one of the great hedge fund players, he called crypto a worthless value. He said that they always talk about, you know, there's just so much of this out there, you know, so many coins. Well, he said, yeah, so much of nothing. It's worth zero. And crypto backed off a little bit. I think it closed around 47,000 and change. But again, I don't care what it goes to. I'd never put a dime in the garbage, you know. And then,
you know, real quick, what Trump said was that he likes the American currency, and he's worried that cryptocurrencies will harm the U.S. dollar.
Right.
And he's absolutely right.
I agree 100%. That's why it irks me. Every time I see it go up, I worry about the value of the dollar and what it'll mean to the regular American individual. The other aspect, too, is the consumer confidence. Now, this is an important number, actually, tumbled to the lowest level in the last 6 months. And it came down like 11.3 points from 125 to 113. But the point behind it is confidence is what makes people act. Confidence is what forces a consumer to go buy. If I think the economy's good, I have a job, I'm going to go out, spend, and run things up. Guess what? They're starting to tighten up. And that's not what to have a continuously strong economy. And guess what? We need a lot of revenues to pay these tax bills. And then the last thing I'll bring up, Chris, is what I mentioned to you earlier today, which really made me sick. It's going to make all our retirees out there sick. The U.S. government came out today and said Medicare's hospital insurance, get ready for this, will be depleted by 2026. Do you understand that's 5 years away? And that was based upon, the trustee report. And remember, that's based upon all revenues, et cetera, from last year. Wait till they do this year. It's going to go from 2026 to about 2015. because we got such a problem.
Well, you can't go to 2015.
No, I know. I just said that as a joke. I know.
It could go to 2022.
I'm glad you picked that one up. It's not going to 2015.
Well, nonetheless, and it's going to be strained even more with all of this extra spending and commitments that the Democrats are making.
And $85 billion for, what this last hurricane. So, these are bills that continue to add up. How many 100,000-plus Afghans plus the 200 to 300,000 border of other nationalities? Your bill is running, and nobody's stopping Joe Blow Biden.
Yep, that's actually passed a bill today to help pay for the refugees. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. It is a Trumpin' Tuesday. We will take a break. Come back. We got a lot more news to give you. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, every Trumpin' Tuesday is brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. They are great folks at Sutherland Nissan. You find them at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. Or, of course, you can do everything online at OrlandoNissan.com. And I guarantee you they're going to treat you like family either way you go. We'll be right back.
AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer.
What's up with the boombox and tracksuit?
It's Throwback Thursdays at Tijuana Flats.
You know that's about throwback pricing. Tijuana burrito, chips, and a drink for just $6.49 every Thursday.
I'm going to throw back some sweet moves while I order.
Throwback Thursdays only at Tijuana Flats.
Yeah, we're going to do a VIP talkers experience with the American Adversaries.
Whoa. Let's do it.
Introducing The Answer, American Adversaries VIP experience, where you and a guest will get to be in studio and hang out with the American Adversaries live. But that's not all. VIP experience keeps going as you and the American Adversaries head over to Cafe Positano's after the show. But your VIP experience doesn't stop there. You'll also win a $500 shopping spree from Thompson Jewelers, Orlando and St. Cloud, plus dinner for two every month for a year. From Tijuana Flats. Just go to theanswerorlando.com. Click on the banner and become a member of the Answer Seekers Fan Club. But time is limited, so register and join today. The American Adversaries VIP experience. You could. From AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer.
Network sound and video can make memories last forever. Like many folks, you've stored away family videos, camcorder tapes, 8mm film, photos, and slides for years. You can't play your family memories even if you wanted to. The camera is broken. The VCR won't play. Bring those memories back to life by transferring them to a CD or DVD so your family can enjoy them again for a lifetime. Call 407-834-8555 or visit networksoundandvideo.com. 407-834-8555.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4. Slow from Fairbanks to Colonial, then from Osceola Parkway to US 27. Eastbound I-4. Slow from the Turnpike to OVT and Colonial up towards Maitland. Crash on 1792 at West 19th. Reinhardt crash at Westlake. Mary Good Homes crash at Colonial. Beachline eastbound. Got a crash near the Greenway and slowdowns into there. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave DiRica.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, the American Adversaries Radio Show. So, the former, I think he was former secretary of, what was Leon Panetta? I know he was one of the advisors to the Clintons. Yeah. He is one of the ones who is pretty certain that it's just going to be a matter of time before we do have to go back into Afghanistan. Because of the nature of the beast there, and we will have to find out if and when we do, if anybody's going to be willing with us again. Because as Mike said, nobody notifies,
and these allies are really upset because we violated really the golden rule. This has never been done in the history of the relationship. Nope. They just ignored him and did it. We went our own way.
And Boris Johnson could not reach Biden for the first 36 hours
of this. Terrible.
Yeah, he wouldn't take his phone calls, right?
I wonder why.
That first weekend, he was too busy calling school board supervisors around the country to encourage them to impose mask mandates.
You believe that?
That's what he was doing the first weekend of this.
How did this guy get elected president? Jeez.
And then what, Blinken
was still trying to figure that out.
Where was Blinken?
Panetta, I'm sorry.
Panetta, yeah. Was Blinken in the Hamptons or something all the way up to the... It was one of the vacation resorts he was until about the last minute.
Yes. You know,
enjoying himself while the world falls apart.
So our 13 of our soldiers have just been killed. We've got all that drama going on, and he's worried about masks.
Yeah. By the way, some of the family members have been speaking out about the dignified ceremony from the other day, dignified transfer, so-called, and their time with Biden. Some of them said that they didn't want to be in the same room with him. They left when he came in.
Yep.
Others evidently told him off. And there's been a lot of video out him appearing to look at his watch repeatedly.
He did look at his watch.
Yeah, he's not appearing. He looked straight at it. The question is, how many times did he do it while the families were there?
And the question is, why? Why was that important to him? And more importantly, if Trump had done that, that would be all over every news, period.
Underestimate the media.
Right.
They have explained, some of them, that he sometimes wears a rosary on his left wrist.
My
Lord. Please. That had nothing to do with it.
That
He's
is
looking
not
right
what he was
watch.
Doing.
It was. It was overshadowed by his big old watch, because that's all you could see on his wrist.
Him and his sons.
I have not heard
so
that
religious.
One, but that one really
that's
shocked
the worst.
Me.
And like that's I say, worst. Never underestimate the media when it comes to lying and prevaricating. So nonetheless, Biden had his moment today. More of the same on September the 11th. No doubt they're once again going to try to turn this into a great victory that tough Joe Biden, he stood up to everybody and he did what had to be done type
you
stuff.
You think have the audacity with the anger that's out there by the American people? I think you're really taking a great chance if
so
you
too.
Try that on the 11th and when we've had these people killed and the public
well,
is
think about
fed
Gold
up.
Star families. I mean, think about all the people watching that optic. I think it's a real bad idea.
I agree, but that's the approach that they evidently have decided to take. In the meantime, we are going to take a break, come back on the other side with Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform, and talk about this big $3.5 trillion tax boondoggle bill. Don't forget you're listening to the American Adversaries on a Trumpin' Tuesday. And yes, I have another contest challenge for this Thursday. But don't forget to enter to win the American Adversaries Terrific Talkers VIP experience by going to the AnswerOrlando.com website and join the Answer Seekers Club.
AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Biden has addressed the nation on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, defending the U.S. military airlift to extract some 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies to win a 20-year war, an extraordinary success. More than 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans looking to leave were left behind, but Mr. Biden says diplomatic and other efforts would continue to get them out. Mr. Biden's speech to the nation on Tuesday came 24 hours after the departure of the last aircraft from Kabul. He said in his words, quote, "I was to extend this forever war, and I was not going to extend a forever exit." On Wall Street, the Dow down by 39 points. The NASDAQ dropped 6. The S&P also dropped 6, 71 cents to $68.50 a barrel. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Gas leak in Kissimmee. The city says it was before noon today. Shopping center at John Young and 192 was evacuated. No reports of injuries, but we'll keep you updated. Blue Darter Sports. You heard it live as Apopka shut out Colonial 47-0. Now, this Friday night, it's the home opener as Apopka welcomes the West Orange Warriors. We'll bring you all the action live as it happens here on Your Answer for Blue Darter Sports, A950 FM 94.9, The Answer. Universal, putting out the help wanted sign. Job fair tomorrow going from 11 in the morning to 7 at night. Focus is food and beverage, seeing full-time positions available. I'm Dave DiRico. We've got more headlines at TheAnswerOrlando.com.
Hi, I'm John Siebert, president of Patriot Home Funding, Central Florida's best mortgage broker, and we are making mortgages great again by offering the lowest rates and best service, all while not charging any lender junk fees or points on most of our products. And if you are a veteran, pay for your appraisal as a way of saying thanks for your service. Take the Patriot Home Funding Challenge. We'll give you five-star luxury service and save you money. Give us a call at 407-389-5132. That's 407-389-5132. Or visit us at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're like me, you're probably spending time in your vehicles, so it's more important than ever that we can rely on them. Hi, if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry and Janice Shepherd. You can rely on Jerry's MB to keep your Mercedes in tip-top shape without leaving your budget out of shape. With their state-of-the-art facilities, factory-trained techs, decades of experience, and reasonable prices, Jerry's MB is your dealership alternative. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Give them a call at 407-366-6499 or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, they're your dealership alternative. jerrysmb.com, 407-366-6499.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4. Slow from Fairbanks to Colonial, then from Osceola Parkway out to US 27. Eastbound I-4. Slow from the Turnpike to OBT and from Colonial up to Maitland. Crash on 436 near 434. 1792 crash at West 19th. Reinhardt crash at Westlake. Mary Beach line eastbound. Crash near the Greenway. Slowdowns into there. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave DiRico.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Bad Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
And we're back, and we're live in the Relax and Comfort Studio, coming to you on a Trumpin' Tuesday. And, of course, every Trumpin' Tuesday is brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. All right, got Mike McBath in the studio with Randy Ross and Trumpy Ross, and myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. I am on the crystal clear Thompson Jewelers Diamond microphone. And I'd like to bring into the conversation the founder of Americans for Tax Reform. They're out there doing hard work, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, do they have a mountain of work ahead of them with this big old tax boondoggle. So welcome back to the show today, Grover Norquist. How have you been?
I've been reasonably well. The economy's going to take a little bit of a hit when it gets all these tax hikes tossed on top of inflation and everything else, but I'm doing fine.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this tax hike. It appears as though the $3.5 trillion spending bill is going to have $3.5 trillion of new taxes. Is that right?
Well, that's what their plans are. They are both having phenomenally higher spending and higher taxes. And they've not talked about the taxes quite so much as the idea that there's going to be infrastructure. Now, this is the 3.5 or 5.5. If everything they did was actually continued for 10 years instead of some of it they pretend is going to disappear after 4, it would be $5.5 trillion in new spending. They make it smaller in order to have 3.3 trillion in tax increases, which is more than 1% of GDP. So it's the largest increase
since 1968.
1968 is when there was a similarly spike in revenue. Big jump. And then, of course, the 70s gave you inflation and slow growth and the Soviet Union. It was pretty rough.
Well, you also had, 14-15% mortgage rates? And,
yeah. Yep. Yeah. Some hit 20.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, let's
980.
Let's go through some of the provisions. I'm referring to coal that came out today. Biden to impose largest tax increase since 1968, and it lists six things. So let's go through them. First of all, raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. That's probably the least useful, but nonetheless will harm American jobs, won't it?
It will. And remember, it came down to 21. But to pay for a lot of that, they eliminated a lot of deductions and credits. So to go back to 28 is seven times more tax increase than it was a tax cut to come down to 21, because you now have more income being taxed, fewer deductions and credits. And so taking it up to 28, not like, oh, it was 35, it's now 28, no big deal. You know, it's better, right? No, much worse. It is a six times larger tax increase on businesses than the tax cut that Trump put in. That gave us a $4,400 pay increase for the median family income. Family of four got a $4,400 increase in take-home in pay because of the growth that came from lowering corporate taxes. You then raise those corporate taxes, people's incomes will begin to shrink.
And this, of course, is Mike's favorite, the retroactive tax increases, Mike.
Yeah, let's hear about that. I'm excited.
On capital gains.
Are you excited?
The other thing, Grover, he always kept saying it starts at $1 million long-term gains. So what happens if you're between 400 to a million? What tax bracket are you going to be paying?
This is all up in the air, by the way. They have not written this stuff down. They've teased various numbers. But he is looking to double at least the capital gains tax from 23.8 to over 40%. That brings it to the highest level since Jimmy Carter. Had it a little bit higher than that for a while. And that, of course, gave us the great inflation of the late 70s.
Yep.
Our capital gains tax will be twice as high as China's. Higher than many European countries that sometimes don't have capital gains taxes at all. And when people decide, gee, I have $1 million here in Brazil to invest, should I invest in the United States where they would take over 40%, over 50% if I invested it in, say, New York or California, where the capital gains tax of the state is on top of the federal tax of 44% or so, they take half. And China, they're only 1%. So the communists are only still 20% of your gains. Biden's America, Biden's New York and California would take half, more than 40% in all 50 states. Huge, huge uncompetitive thing. Taking the corporate rate up to 28%, then you have to add the 6% state and local average corporate income tax, much higher than China at 25 or the European average at 23.5.
Grover,
we're up over
What I wonder, too, is with all these houses being sold this year, you know, and all these massive gains, which the public has obtained, same thing with all your growth stocks that have been sold for massive profits, and all this has already taken place. And, you know, much of this money's in the hands of the Democrats. You know, what do you think is going to, do you think they're actually going to push this through to run it up over 40 when they've already had realized gains in their houses? They got realized gains in their stock portfolio?
Here's the good news. We have a chance to break this. We have a chance to stop this in its tracks. Why?
Good.
Because it is so radical. It is so rough on the economy. One of the ones we haven't even gotten to yet is eliminating the step-up in basis. That doesn't sound very sexy. But 100 years ago, when mom and dad died and gave you the farm, the government came in and said, well, we're going to have capital gains on the lifetime gain that mom and dad had with a farm. That includes all inflation over 40, 50 years, and any real gains they had, and the government's going to come in and take the capital gains tax there before you get it. So you're going to have to sell the farm, or at least part of it, to pay your capital gains tax. And this was breaking family farms into pieces every generation. So 100 years ago, this is crazy. People are really going to not be happy as this continues. And what did they do? They said, nope. When you pass away, when mom and dad pass away, you get the family farm at what it's worth today. So if you add to its value and you sell it, then you pay capital gains on that. So family farms and now small businesses, back 100 years ago, almost all small businesses, family businesses were family farms. Now some are farms, some are ranches, some are, you know, Nelson ones, lots of different businesses that people have. And this will rip apart all family businesses at the death of parents. There are enough people who own hotels and little apartment buildings and so on. They're going absolutely bonkers on this because these are people who basically break even running a hotel for years and years. And the cash out is you sell the hotel. And you know what? That year you look rich to Biden. But All those years where you took so little out because you were saving it and putting it into the business to do the one big hit, of selling the building, the hotel. That's it. Biden's argument is he made more than 400,000. Yeah, but that was 30 years of work to make that big sell when you sell the business. Or
sure.
Yeah. You know. So when they say $400,000 a year, they don't mean every year for all your life. Because, you know, you look at it, that's not me. They mean the 1 year you sell something of value, the business you started up, the farm, the house, that's the year we say, oh, you're rich, and we're going to tax you like you were one of the Kennedy kids. and that is something that the head of the Agriculture Committee, African-American congressman from Mississippi, wrote a very tough letter to Biden, said, you're going to kill the black farmer. That's what you're going to do here. Very tough letter, and he says he's going to stop this. I hope he can.
All right.
If we had five or six Democrats who cared about small businessmen and women, they could stop this in there. We just don't know if there are any.
Randy has a question.
You know, Grover, it's interesting you brought up the farm thing. I was at a fundraiser for Governor Kristi Noem, and she talks about who got in politics was because her family, when her father passed away by working, he was working on the farm, by the way, was so heavily financially penalized that she was so outraged. They had to figure out a way to start being part of the process of changing that. So that's a very real story, right? I mean, that's a very real scenario for a lot of these farmers.
Well, this is farm country, and here's the challenge for farmers. There aren't any Democrat farmers anymore.
Yeah.
and because the environmentalists try and kill them, and the lawyers try and sue them, and the unions want to unionize, and the tax collectors want to steal their stuff. So they tend to be Republicans, and so Biden doesn't care how many farms he blows up.
Grover, you've got also something called a 15% minimum tax on book income. I take it that's not book royalties for authors.
No, this is where, you know, people say Amazon, it's growing in value, but they're not paying taxes. The reason is, one of the good ideas that Kennedy had, and a good idea that Obama had, was a small, when Obama did it, a small expensing for small businesses, right? So if you invest $100,000 in your small business, you don't pay income taxes on the $100,000 because you know what? You don't have it. You just spent it. You expanded the factory. You did something to invest in it so you could hire more people and do stuff. Well, that's called expensing. Rather than depreciate it over a long period of time, you expense it that year. And you don't pay taxes on it as income because you know what? It isn't income. You may never see it again for the rest of your life. But if you do in more profits, then you pay taxes on those.
Right.
But that's what Amazon's doing. They're taking all the money they're earning. They don't show a big profit. I don't think they show any profit at all. They're just pouring it all into the company to expand. And they go, oh, isn't that awful? They're not paying taxes. Paying taxes on what? They're not having any income. They are spending it as soon as it comes in to expand. That's successful companies that are really betting on themselves and go, I think that we're going to be much more valuable year after year after year, so I'm going to in my own company and expand. That's a good thing. All of a sudden, they'll turn around, and if you take all that money and say, you know, you're going to invest $1 million, but we're going to steal 40% of it. So now you can invest it if you want. It's only $600,000 now. So fewer people see pay raises, fewer people jobs.
Grover, another question is, do you think that the actual Democrat representatives will have the guts to try to run this through with what's taking place now and, you know, what's being perceived that Joe Biden is no brain, you're pro-America, are not successful? How do you think they can really run this through with any clear explanation of what it'll do to the American people?
This is why they are pushing very, very hard to do this very, very quickly.
No.
They do not need a month or two of people talking about what this does, family farms, jobs. I mean, one of the things they do is they let the Europeans vote on whether or not we can cut our taxes in the future. They can have a worldwide minimum tax. So we were being competitive for the world with the Trump tax cut, and the rest of the world goes, you don't like this. The Americans are cutting taxes. They're getting income, and companies are investing in the United States. And American companies had money overseas brought back tens of billions of dollars into the United States. And that now the French and the Germans and the Russians, well, we don't think you're allowed to cut your taxes anymore because we're going to have an international minimum tax wrapped up in treaties of some sort. Why would you let people who hate you decide whether or not you can cut taxes or not?
Hey, by the way,
this is what Biden is doing. Maybe the Taliban will have
it. I was going to say, you left out the Taliban. What are you talking about here? They're the new kids on the block. Grover, we have a local representative, Stephanie Murphy. I'm sure you're probably aware of her. And she believes that she's in a tough district, so every now and then she'll break away from the leadership. She's playing a little coy with them right now. Do you have a list of such Democrats, and do you take efforts to, make grassroots efforts in those districts to influence them?
We certainly work on that whenever there's an opportunity, and we'd very much like to, whenever we can help highlight somebody who's being very good on tax issues or very bad on tax issues, we like to make sure the American people, voters of Florida, know that.
And by the way, folks, you can visit Americans for Tax Reform at ATR.org, ATR.org. You can also become a help to them. You can donate. You can also make sure that your candidates have signed the No New Tax Pledge, which you will find on that website with a lot of other great information. So, Grover, if you were a betting man, what would you say?
I do think the Democrats in the union are capable of breaking enough fingers and toenails to get those votes, but because things have been going so far south of the Democrats, there is a chance, there is a very real chance. We stopped much of what Obama wanted to do. We stopped much of what Clinton wanted to do. People got scared. Remember, under Clinton, they lost 54 House seats in 1994. And 8 Senate seats. And then in 2010, the Democrats lost 63 seats with Obama in the House and 6 in the Senate. So if you look at numbers at all going forward, the Democrats could get very badly damaged in the next election because Biden's asking them to be crazier than Obama or Clinton ever asked Democratic congressmen and senators to be.
Do you think that what just transpired in Afghanistan will play a role in this?
Yeah, because it makes the president, I mean, he was supposed to be the foreign policy president. He was put into the campaign with Obama to give him gravitas on foreign policy, if you can imagine that, okay?
Yeah.
He was the wise man in the Obama-Biden operation on foreign policy, and could you imagine doing the withdrawal from Afghanistan more poorly, more stupidly, less seriously? You know, let's first get rid of the airbase, really?
All right. Upside down, backwards, inside out, all at once. Well, Grover Norquist, thanks for being on with us. Hey, I'm sure we'll be talking again real soon as this package begins to weigh through Congress. Thanks so much.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Grover.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Great explanation of what's going on. Okay, we will take a break at this point. When we come back, Mike McBath has a contest challenge for you for Thursday. We got a couple of events that we'll tell you about as well. You're listening to the American Adversaries on a Trumpin' Tuesday. And don't forget, every Trumpin' Tuesday is brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. That's OrlandoNissan.com, where you can do everything right there online. We will be right back.
Lots of walk around the world. Central Florida's conservative voice, The Answer.
Central Florida, it's time to enjoy life again. And that includes dining out. Cafe Positano welcomes you to try the most authentic Italian food you'll find in a clean atmosphere of fine and casual dining. Everything on the menu can be picked up or delivered. Each chef knows food is meant to be served the moment it's on the plate, not 20 minutes later and reheated. So come on in for lunch or dinner and try their awesome new Bianca Neve. Buttery garlic knots with cheese and bacon, or no bacon. Oh, and ask for the Palmadora sauce to dip them in. Yum! 407-774-8080. Cafe Positano is authentic Italian.
Folks, let me introduce you to a new level of comfort. The X Chair. You've heard about it everywhere, so why not try one at the Relax and Comfort Store in the Winter Park Villages? It's called the X Chair because it has 10 ways to adjust to optimize your comfort, whether you're sitting in front of a desk or a TV. This chair can adjust to your body's needs, no matter the need for the chair. Raise it, recline it, adjust the seat and armrest, and more. 10 ways to adjust it to conform to you. And now you can upgrade it with a heating and massage option, which, by the way, is available and easy to install if you already have an X Chair. So what are you waiting for? Try the X Chair today at Relax and Comfort in the Winter Park Villages, or visit them at relaxandcomfort.com. They're family owned and operated for over 50 years and have many thousands of comfortable and happy customers. And remember, they have fully adjustable sleep systems and massage chairs too. So visit Relax and Comfort, where they specialize in furniture for life. Get comfortable and be happy today. Relaxandcomfort.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic, westbound I-4, slow from Fairbanks to Colonial, then from Osceola Parkway out to US 27, eastbound I-4, slow from the Turnpike to OBT and from Colonial up to Maitland. Crash on 436 near 430, crash at West 19th. Beachline eastbound, crash near the Greenway, slow headed into there. Your latest answer traffic, I'm Dave Dorica.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder if they were playing this tune when they were bringing those people over here from Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, to add insult to injury, back in 2008, Biden was on a helicopter that went down in a valley in Afghanistan, and John Kerry and there were some others on the helicopter with him, and an Afghan interpreter came up and helped them out and helped them get out of the bad situation. That Afghan interpreter was left behind to,
oh, you're kidding me.
To find his probably his destiny at the end of a gun or something from the Taliban.
Take his tongue out or something.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And there's, as I said, the atrocities have already begun. They've been going on over there for the past 2 weeks. They just weren't in the media because all the focus was on Kabul. Yeah. But it's a sad situation in Afghanistan. But there it is. All right, so here is your contest challenge for Thursday night.
Okay, Chris, right before I start that, I want to bring one thing up. I saw our girlfriend, Stacey Abrams, on TV today. She's out there promoting her, you'll love the title of her book, while justice sleeps, right? Why not take out the middle word sleep while voters sleep? You know what I mean? That's the word I think she could write well about for what she did to, you know, the voters in Georgia. So, you know, keep gaining weight there, Stacey. You're looking good.
My God.
Now, what the contest is, we want you, because of the problems we got here with Joe and Kamala, we got to come up with a couple leaders. So we want you to name two people who you think should, and I'm putting it in the right words, take charge of this country and run it to get it out of this hole. Two people. They can be from the present. They could be from fiction. Two people.
It's so easy. Trump and DeSantis.
Well, that, oh, wait, Chris, you took that. I said that during the break.
No. We want to be a little bit more creative. And I'm going to go with Putin because he was a great friend of Trump. And then I want to go with Rambo because I think he knows how to go back in and bring
people out. I don't think anyone's going to understand why you picked Putin.
Trump and Putin, the accusation by the Democrats was always that Trump and Putin were tied together. So if that's the case, Putin can run the country.
I like Chris's answer better.
I know, but that's too easy.
He's probably running the country via Hunter anyway.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, Joe said that Hunter was the smartest guy he knows.
Oh, my God. When did you say that?
Oh, this was, I believe, during the campaign.
But, I mean, that was certainly key for the American public to realize where you're headed.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Yep.
So, anyway, that is for contest Thursday. So get those entries ready to go, and we'll be having fun. And don't forget, we got a great prize package that has been developing that goes along with our terrific Talkers VIP experience, where you're going to spend an evening in the studio with us. And then we're going to treat you to a great dinner for two of you at Cafe Positano, all on us. Plus, you get the great prize package. And as I said, there'll be more to it. But right now, it includes a $500 shopping spree at Thompson Jewelers.
$500?
Oh,
yep. Do you think my 10 little entries will count here?
Okay, we'll see. Quit so I can enter.
We'll see. Enter your mom.
And I know.
And you'll also get dinner for two once a month for a year.
Amazing.
Compliments of Rick Brown at Tijuana Flats. You'll also get a $100 gift card to a Visa gift card, compliments of Aubrey Kahn. And we're going to make sure that that's not on Chase Bank. Did y'all hear about what Chase did?
Oh, that is horrible.
They canceled General Michael Flynn's credit cards.
They said
that he posed a quote-unquote reputational risk.
Oh, with all the fraud that occurs with banks and everything, you've got to be kidding me.
They're
funding drug runners.
You're also going to win a super wash kit from Supreme Car Detailing Supreme Kit. This is going to be twice the kit that you win on a Thursday contest, which carries a value of about $400 for it.
That's
and
really good.
You're also going to get $50 in-store credit to Network Sound and Video, and we got a lot more coming. So you want to go
to
the
pretty impressive
now, Chris, they can enter how many times? 10 times? Unlimited?
Yep. But you have to go to the AnswerOrlando.com website and join the Answer Seekers Club first. And once you join the club, you're in the club. But then you can go back and continue to enter to win. All right? So the AnswerOrlando.com website, join the Answer Seekers Club, and then you can enter to win the American Adversaries Terrific Talkers VIP experience.
Boy,
and we're all
nice going
to be a part of the experience for you.
Big day. Randy, Big Mike,
all of us. That's right. So
big day.
Maybe we can go.
They'll want to sit next to Mike. Blah, blah, blah. Former NFL player. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, this is football season, Randy.
Let's just say when you sit night in the mic and it's an experience you're not soon to forget. All right, so in the meantime, thanks, and we'll take a break, come back with more of Trump and Tuesday. And once again, Anthony Sabatini's going us on the other side, and we have some other events we're going to tell you about as well. Don't forget about AmFest. We'll tell you about that when we come back, too. And please do follow us and like us, or at least follow us on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook, and thanks for all the messages that we're getting. We appreciate that very much as well. So you are listening to the American Adversaries, and when we wrap it up here at 7 o'clock, you got the Buff stopping here, and then you got Charlie Kirk and then a man, Carl Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing a fabulous job sitting with Larry Elder, who may just be the next governor of California.
We'll see.
2 weeks from today is Election Day in California. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
Would you
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every foreign capital and in every from this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see elephants without a road.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show, primed and ready to go on a Trumpin' Tuesday. And, of course, Trumpies are brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. They got great vehicles. Sass Noster Dennis, he drives one of those Rogues. He loves it. He's probably in it right now, as a matter of fact.
Linda Tracine. She's going to be calling in the next
day. That's right. She's got one, too, all from Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. They will treat you like family out there. Just tell them you heard about them on the American Adversaries. They will very much appreciate it. All right, so Randy Ross, along with Trumpy Ross in the studio, Mike McBath, myself, Christopher Hart. I'm on the Thompson Jewelers Crystal Clear Diamond microphone. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Biden came out today and tried to celebrate his victory in guy's style.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he was caught introducing his FEMA director, who happens to be a black man, as his boy.
How can you make a mistake like that in a society, verbal, conscious?
And why aren't people outraged?
That's pretty much it.
That's why. Let it go.
And he's Sleepy Joe Biden.
Yeah, and
right?
He's in another world.
But yeah, absolutely. If this had been any Republican woman, white, black, it doesn't matter. You better believe.
Remember when Trump threw those paper towels and they went crazy?
In Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Something so silly.
Just anything that they could. To disparage Republicans and anything can do to cover up for Democrats. So, by the way, the White House has responded to Biden appearing his wristwatch.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly if you've seen the video that he is looking at his wristwatch, they're trying to explain that away, saying that it's part of his faith. And because he repeatedly did.
I think he's a man of faith, the way he and his family act.
Thing to look at your watch is what I think he did.
And I do, too.
He's probably, how much more time I got here?
And by the way, Fox has shown close-ups, and you can see that his watch that you see sticking out from his shirt and his suit, if he has anything else on his wrist, it's going to be up underneath his sleeve.
Who wears
a
rosary on their wrist? Don't most people wear them around their neck?
Most do, but it is Sleepy Joe Biden.
Person from another world.
But has anybody ever noticed that on him before?
Never.
No.
Of course not.
Only now when we need an excuse.
Right. And that's the bottom line here. Mm-hmm. So there'll be lots more excuse making over the next few weeks as they try to put what happened in Afghanistan behind us. It's going to be very difficult, too, with more Americans still stuck over there.
Right.
And then, of course, you have the tens of thousands of Afghans who helped us that were left behind, including the interpreter who came to Biden's own aid back in 2008.
Horrible.
Yeah. And they've been left all to the Merban and the other terrorist groups.
Do you think there'll be any action
in
Congress against Biden? And the reason I say that is, you know, why not file up impeachment, even though we won't get him impeached, just to keep it out in front of the public so they don't forget it and they don't forget in 2022? Because they'll try to hide it, lie, and push some other story through 2022.
In fact, you had the Republican leadership in the Congressional Liberty Caucus today calling for that very thing.
Good.
I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene has already filed a motion. This is tantamount to, what was that guy's name who filed motion on Trump to have him impeached in, back in 2017, Green or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it won't go anywhere.
That's
but
okay.
It will hang out
keeps
there.
Keeps it alive. We want this.
We'll hang out there, and, and to some extent, it will keep it. Obviously, the Democrats are not motivated to get to the bottom of what happened at all.
They're still focused on January 6th.
Indeed, they are. Exactly. Meanwhile, the situation in Louisiana and Mississippi is still bad. You still have a lot of people there without power, maybe without power for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
However, the impact on the oil industry and infrastructure was pretty minimal, actually.
Yeah, I know. They said for temporarily about 12% of the energy has been shut down. However, it'll be back within a couple of weeks, and we should be on good pace. But again, Biden, why'd you shut down the pipelines? Why'd you shut down our ability to continue to produce, to be the number one producer in the world, only because of your ideology? You're murdering America.
Did most of the levee system that they spent all that money,
It worked.
It held up. The pumps all continued to work.
Mm-hmm.
And those pumps are capable of moving massive amounts of water back out of the New Orleans basin there. There was some flooding, but it appears as though it was the wind, once again, that was the main factor here.
Right.
Now, there has been some worries about flooding in Tennessee as the storm has worked its way up through the center of the country there, because Tennessee had some flash flooding last
weekend. A bunch of people were killed.
22.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, nonetheless, and you had like a bridge collapse, I think, in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And but nonetheless, it could have been a lot worse. But it does appear as though it's going to be about $80 or $90 billion worth of damage done.
Huh.
So we'll have to see. So far, there's been fairly minimal loss of life. I think only one guy, a tree fell on him or
based
something.
Based on some of the stuff I saw on social media, that's amazing.
Once again, very much a storm with strong winds as opposed to the flooding that came with Katrina. But it was odd that it came 16 years to
the
day.
Isn't it just amazing?
I'm
glad we didn't have to implement FEMA with Biden at the head. Can you imagine what another disaster that would be? A disaster would become a bigger disaster.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
With the clowns.
That is a fact. We'll see what happens in terms of the damage that this administration has sustained to their poll numbers and the confidence that the country has in their capabilities to deal with crises or anything for that matter. The poll numbers were abysmal. Biden is down now in some approval ratings in the 30 percentiles, especially when it comes to independents. And, of course, he never was very popular amongst Republicans. But even some Democrats are suffering voters'
That's
remorse.
That's why I have some faith that this tax bill will be altered because of what you said with the independents, which represent a great deal of voters. So I think they got to be a little nervous, real nervous.
Well, I know a lot of the Republicans did switch to the Independent Party because they didn't like where the party was going in the early 2000s. Right. That's why the numbers shifted so greatly.
Yeah. Even more recently, you had Jenna Ellis leave the Republican Party. She was so disgusted with what they did. All right, what we'll do here is take a quick break, and Sabatini is going to join us. We appreciate you joining us as well, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the American Adversaries on a Trumpin' Tuesday, after all, and every Trumpin' Tuesday is brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. Don't forget, they treat you like family at Sutherland Nissan. We'll be right back.
AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer.
Yeah, we're going to do a VIP talkers experience with the American Adversaries.
Whoa.
Let's do it. Introducing The Answer, American Adversaries VIP experience, where you and a guest will get to be in studio with the American Adversaries live. But that's not all your VIP experience, as you and the American Adversaries head on over to Cafe Positano's after the show. But your VIP experience doesn't stop there. You'll also win a $500 shopping spree from Thompson Jewelers, Orlando and St. Cloud, plus dinner for two every month for a year from Tijuana Flats. Just go to theanswerorlando.com. Click on the banner and become a member of the Answer Seekers Fan Club. But time is limited, so register and join today. The American Adversaries VIP experience. You could be our winner. AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer.
Does it feel like your couch has its own source of gravity, but you're craving Tijuana Flats? You're in luck! Now you can order delivery from TijuanaFlats.com and get all your Tex-Mex faves delivered right to your door. Order delivery today at Flats.com.
Folks, I'm so proud of our sponsors here on the American Adversaries, like Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. They and businesses like theirs are truly the backbone of America. They're family-owned and operated, dedicated to quality and professionalism, and committed to courteous and honest service. If you own a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW, you need to know Jerry and Jana and their team of professionals, because they will give you the best care and service for your vehicle at the best price. They truly are the dealership alternative. Call 407-366-6499 or go to jerrysmb.com. That's 407-366-6499. 499 jerrysnb.com.
Network Sound and Video. Are you moving, downsizing, cleaning, or consolidating your storage unit? You'll probably find some pretty valuable family archives like 8mm film, videotapes, photos, slides, records, and cassettes. Perfect time to have us transfer your family memories to new digital formats. Share your treasures with family, friends, classmates, business associates, and military buddies. Call or visit Network Sound and Video for 834-8555. 407-834-8555.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, the American Adversaries Radio Show, pulling out some bump music from way back.
Yeah.
All right, we got now on the line with us State Representative Anthony Sabatini. Anthony, how are you doing this afternoon?
Really good.
Well, I see you've been really busy, not just campaigning, but working towards this upcoming legislative session. Tell us about the letter that you wrote today to your colleagues, please.
Absolutely, would love to. I wrote a letter today to the entire Florida legislature, or at least the entire Florida House of Representatives, which, as you know, is Republican-controlled. We're a Republican state, demanding that these Republicans call an emergency legislation next week to ban vaccine and mandates in the state of Florida. Right now we have insane, lawless school boards, crazy local government, wokers and the like, bullying both their employees and the public with mask and vaccine mandates that we as a state legislature have the ability to outlaw at any time. We can end to the COVID tyranny at any time we want. Right now, the Republicans are spineless and they refuse to do it. So I put everybody on the record today with this letter. Everybody has to reply. They can either reply or not reply, but not replying counts as a no to the special session request. But if you get 20% to say yes, then they'll go to a formal poll, and everybody's formally polled, and then if they hit 60%, we automatically go back into a special session. If not, we're stuck. So right now, so far, the first people to reply were the Democrats. Obviously, they're emphatically against the idea. They believe that. They don't believe in any end of freedom. They're really a communist party. I don't even know. I refuse to really even call it a crap party anymore. It's just a communist party. They don't believe in any freedom. They don't believe in capitalism. They don't believe in really free thought or anything. It's scary what they've become. They're worse than the regime in Cuba. So they replied, they said, no, we're waiting on the Republicans. You know, obviously we have a lot of squishy, rhino, weak moderate Republicans that are afraid to take a hard stand on any issue, preserving liberty and freedom. But I do expect them to reply, and we'll see what happens.
What is? Do you have any inclination or any idea what Governor DeSantis, how he feels about it?
I really don't know, but silence in many ways is deafening. You know, I support the governor, but his refusal to get involved and stop these school boards, local cities and counties, and woke corporate employers from mandating vaccines and masks, and just harming and bullying their own employees, I think is wrong. And I'm pushing the governor very hard to take a more interventionist role in this. And really every Republican, it shouldn't just be the governor, but every Republican should be involved in this fight. Right now you have an MIA, absent leadership, missing in action, just completely, total absence of leadership and moral courage on this very important issue of preserving the rights of Floridians. And it's time, constituents know that. A lot of people, one of the reasons I did this letter and did this poll is because, a lot of these Republicans are giving lip service to their constituents saying, I'm with you, I support you with these mask mandates and vaccine mandates. But they're not doing anything. They're saying one thing and doing another. In fact, they're doing nothing at all. So what this does is that puts them officially on the record on the issue immediately for all constituents to know.
Hey, don't you find it curious that at a time when we see what's happening in D.C., we see that Democrats are controlling the entire show, when we have an opportunity to do what's best for conservatives in the state of Florida, don't you find it ironic that Republicans are doing what we hear? One of the challenges I hear sometimes when I support you, they're like, well, he's too loud. That's exactly what we need. We need more loud people. So how do you feel about the fact that some of the folks around you aren't getting more loud?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And Randy, you've known me a long time. Here's been my innate feeling and thought about the conservative movement, the Republican Party, and our country as a whole for at least 5 years now. And I'll just put it in one sentence. I have enormous faith in the American people. I think the Republican base and the patriotic base of this country, call it the America First patriotic base of our country, I have enormous faith in it. They know what's right. They know what the role of government should be, and they never give up. The Republican Party continues to stab them in the back and gaslight them and screw them every time, but they never give up fighting. The people I don't have faith in is the elected class. And my focus now is really to try to draw that contrast out between the amazing base, the amazing people, and then the Republican officials who simply don't channel and don't reflect the positive energy and just patriotic energy of the people themselves. And so this is something that, to answer your question, it's disturbing. Their silence is disturbing. But I think if people know that the elected legislature has the option to do the right thing and believe in freedom and protect rights, but is refusing to do it, that good things will come from that. By that, I mean future primaries and Republicans involved choosing better leaders going forward. But it is ugly in the meantime that it's going to come to, having to expose the hypocrisy and to use your words, non-loudness, quietness, meekness of our elected class, who, as I say, should be real leaders for the American people. This should not be people that you have to track down and, beg, through emails and phone calls to do the right thing. They should be leading the American people. My goal has always been find my constituents and educate them on an important issue that's affecting them and then get them to join me in the fight, not the other way around. And for too long, it's been the other way around. The American people have to demand the Republican leaders to do the right thing and plead and ask them to do the right thing. It should be them being led into battle, if you ask me. It's just perverse and wrong.
I agree.
Anthony, one more question about the letter. I know you wanted to have this special session immediately, but is there a deadline on the letter, for Republicans and Democrats to respond to it?
The letter? I apologize. Can you say that question again about the letter?
Is there a deadline for other legislators to respond to it?
Technically, no. There is no actual hard deadline. It can be a response today. It could be a response literally a year from now. Sadly enough, with the way things are going on COVID and the lack of energy and focus in the Republicans in ending this tyranny, it looks like it could be months. So I'm going to leave the request open. I'm going to be recording the response of all 120 members. And if we do get to the 20%, which I don't expect to happen immediately, but I think there's a very strong possibility that it does happen. Once we hit the 20%, then what we do is we send those results to the Department of State, and they do a formal poll that is legally recorded to all members. And if you hit 60%, then the special session begins. So to answer your question, no, there's no deadline, but obviously we're trying to get an immediate response, because you have Orange County firefighters that are literally going to be fired next week. Today, by the way, was the first day I got emails from people saying, today I was saying, you know, in their words, today I was fired from my job for not complying with the vaccine mandate and not showing evidence of vaccines, which, you know, it's a two-part problem. One, they shouldn't be able to ask you for your vaccine status. Number two, they shouldn't be able to mandate it. We got to fix both issues. But, I'd like to see it done next week, but if it takes longer, so be it. These Republicans just need to act as quickly as possible.
And, of course, Anthony is running for the U.S. House. How can people help you out, Anthony?
I think the best thing folks can do right now is just get on social media and be a vocal advocate for the positions of the conservative America First positions that I'm trying to put more light on and fight for. So if you find me on social media, Anthony Sabatini on Getter, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all you name it, I'm on there, Sabatini. And then, of course, my website, sabatiniforcongress.com.
What can people do to urge their state house representative to go and respond to your request? How would they find that?
The first and best thing they can do is a quick phone call or email to their state senator and state house rep saying, will you please go on the record and officially record a response and give an affirmative yes to a special session. You know, just a one-sentence email and then a quick phone call. If we get a lot of those, obviously Republicans will react in, I think, a positive way. But people got to be loud.
Let's assume for a moment that you don't get the response that you like. Are you going to continue to push this in the regular legislative session if it doesn't happen before then?
Absolutely. I'll be filing a bill to mandate this exact thing. But I really plead with my colleagues to not wait months and months and months until tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people are fired and displaced before this ends.
And obviously, we're up against deadlines, as you said. Some people are already getting the axe as a result of this. And once again, Anthony Sabatini, sabatiniforcongress.com is the website where you can help him out. What other legislative issue are you going to push hard for in the upcoming session, Anthony?
Obviously, Second Amendment is near and dear to my heart. The Constitution, getting rid of red flag laws that are unconstitutional, getting rid of different types of COVID mandates. Are going to be really big, but focusing on the Bill of Rights and our fundamental freedoms is always key for me.
Hey, Anthony, one other quick question. Our girlfriend, Stephanie Murphy, are you spending time, though, blasting away at her for all the problems that are being associated directly with the Democratic Party, of which she supports? You know, I mean, you talk about somebody vulnerable. It's just a matter of keeps banging away where it finally sinks into the public's head that this person shouldn't be in office under any circumstance.
Didn't she complain you were being mean to her?
Yeah, she's always doing these hit pieces on me. She's there and not too happy about the fact that I think she's probably already doing polls and looking at how the new district's going to be and realizing that a Democrat's going to have a really hard time keeping, especially somebody like her that has a 100% full voting record to Nancy Pelosi. She's way too far left for any seat in Florida, but especially Central Florida, which is MAGA country.
All right. Well, Anthony, good luck out there on the campaign trail. We are wishing you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. Thanks, guys.
Good luck
Take
on the
care.
Fundraiser.
Bye.
And good luck with that that project to get those mandates stopped. Okay, so you can call your legislators and ask them to sign on with Anthony Sabatini's request for a special session.
I wonder
to
what
end these mandates.
Anna Escamani, where you and I live, and Linda Stewart, where you and I both live. I wonder what they'll say.
A big hell no, I can imagine. All right, but in the meantime, don't say no to us, ladies and gentlemen, because we're coming back with more of the American Adversaries on a Trumpin' Tuesday. Trumpin' Tuesday is, of course, brought to us by Sutherland Nissan, and we'll give you Ike's contest challenge again for this Thursday. And we got some other events we're going to tell you about as well when we come back. So please stay with us.
AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Addressing the nation, President Joe Biden is defending the way the U.S. ended its 20-year forever war in Afghanistan. He called the military airlift to extract some 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies an extraordinary success. More than 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans were left behind, but Biden said diplomatic and other efforts would continue to get them out. His speech from the White House came 24 hours after the departure of the last American aircraft from Kabul. He said in his words, "I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not going to extend a forever exit." On Wall Street, the Dow down by 39 points. Both the NASDAQ and the S&P were lower by dropped 71 cents to close at $68.50 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. More details at srnnews.com.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, we've all been forced to change the way we live our lives and we do business as well. The healthcare profession is no exception. For many in the profession, the workload has been overwhelming and unrelenting. Others at first were idled and then had to adapt to new protocols, just like the rest of us. So, I'm proud to announce that an American Adversary sponsor has stepped up to offer relief to all healthcare providers by offering Patient Voice, a group health monitoring tool at absolutely no charge. This tool identifies patients who are predisposed to the injuries or health issues your medical practice treats and then gives those patients easy access to in-office and telemedicine consultations. So, if you're a healthcare provider and would like to take advantage of Patient Voice at no cost to you, then call 321-800-2121. That's all you have to do. Simplify will do the rest. So call 321-800-2121 today. Voice work for you. We all know how important it is to keep our home, work, and vehicles as clean as possible. That's why you should know Jeff Bonning and the team at Images Auto Spas and the Supreme Car Detailing Superstores. You see, they know the science of cleaning.
The science of clean.
Nice.
They understand how dirt and germs cling to surfaces and how to rid those surfaces of those germs and dirt and keep them off. At the Supreme Car Detailing Superstores, they have the products and tools you need to do it yourself, or they can do it for you at Images Auto Spas. Images Auto Spas are located at East Colonial Drive and Bennett Road and at 510 North State Road 434 alongside one Supreme Car Detailing Superstore. The other is at 8119 South Orange Avenue at Sand Lake Road. Go to DA Superstore. That's DA Superstore. And remember, 7 days a week, you can get the Ultra Shine at either Images Auto Spa for only $20. If you mention you heard about it on the American Adversaries radio show, do some gift shopping while you're there as well. That's DASuperstore.com.
Hi, I'm John Siebert, President, Patriot Home Funding, Central Florida's mortgage broker, and we are making mortgages great again by offering the lowest rates and best service, all while not charging any lender junk fees or points on most of our products. And if you are a veteran, we will pay for your appraisal as a way of saying thanks for your service. Take the Patriot Home Funding Challenge. We'll give you five-star luxury service and save you money. Give us 407-389-5132. That's 407-389-5132. Or visit us at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Hey, folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in professional wrestling on The Answer. Tough guy, ho!
We got to get him back in here. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, the American Adversaries. Live on a Trumpin' Tuesday brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. Randy Ross, along with Trumpy in the Relax and Coverage studio with Michael McBath and myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. An old friend of ours is on the line with us now. It is Linda Tracine. Linda, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing fabulous. It's so good to hear your voice, Christopher. And I got to tell you, I'm over at Wakaiva Island. I don't know if you've ever been here. It's a lot of fun. And we're having a voter registration training tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, Wakaiva Island. Yeah.
That's Wakaiva Island.
It's right up Hunt Club Boulevard there.
Yeah. And it's a fun place. You know, you can swim in the river, you can kayak, paddle, and then they have a really neat room that serves as a great classroom for just this kind of event, a training event. And so we've got a good crowd here and looking forward to it.
Well, tell everybody what your a little bit about your organization.
Well, so I'm back with the Republican Party of Florida. I was just recently elected by acclamation to state committee woman. So I am all in for getting Governor Ron DeSantis reelected and all of our statewide candidates. So this training tonight is in conjunction with the Republican Party of Florida, and I am helping the new chairman of the Republican Executive Committee. His name is Ben Paris, and he has an announcement to share about an upcoming dinner, fundraising dinner for the party, and I can tell you about that next.
Let's hear about it. Sure. Go ahead.
So we are having Governor Ron DeSantis to Seminole County on Saturday, October 2nd. And you can buy tickets online or buy tables online by going to SeminoleGOP.org. Look for the link for the Lincoln Day dinner.
SeminoleGOP.org. And
yes.
I take it these are going to sell out, so people want to get there early and get some tickets, right?
Yes. Yeah, we just went on sale, I think, a week ago, and we're almost done. Sponsorship. There's still some a couple of gold bowls. Those are $2,000 for 10 dinners. And the VO sold out, but if you are interested in that, give me a call or text me, 407-267-5747. We'll see if we can squeeze them in.
And where did you say it was going to be?
It's going to be at the Westin Lake Mary. We had to change the venue because there was... Well, it's an improvement. I'll just put it that way.
That's what I've heard from a lot of people.
Yeah, that's nice up there, the Westin Hotel in Lake Mary. And this is October the 2nd, you said?
Yes. We're the first ones to get her. We were
I was going to say
last year, and then COVID happened. So.
Yeah, you were the first to get Brad Parscale, too. Remember that? What a great event that was.
Yes, and American Adversaries was a sponsor of that event. We thank you so much.
Well,
really
that turned into a long-term
support.
Relationship with us, with the campaign, Brad Parscale and everybody. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, I loved that for you guys. I loved that you interviewed Brad. It was just a wonderful event. I think everyone had a great time.
Oh, absolutely, we did. And certainly we will again on October the 2nd with Governor Ron DeSantis. And how are the registration efforts going in Seminole County? Because for at least a brief period of time there, the county went blue, so to speak. In other words, there were more Democrats than Republicans. How's it going now?
So we're ahead by a few hundred, but I would expect that those numbers will kind of go back and forth for a while. But we're taking this very seriously. You know, I did step down as chairman back in December, and I asked Ben to run instead so that he could focus on the party kinds of things and I could focus on building organization for voter registration in particular. So that's what I've been doing. I'm having a great time. There's so many good people who are coming out to help the governor and help him get reelected, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And is his wife going to be there as well, do you know?
Oh, yeah. Casey will be there.
Okay, yeah, because evidently she is a force behind the governor, is what I understand.
Aren't most women?
I think she's integrally involved in and will be in his reelection as well.
Linda, I think I mentioned this to you before, but I think Republican women really do run the show. At least Republican women's groups, all these different efforts that I've seen since I've been the chairman in 2016, it's just amazing how much they can get accomplished.
Well, I've heard that conservative women as a group are better looking. I would also say that we're probably smarter and we care more deeply about the country. So,
dittos on all three of those things. Very, very much so. Very much so. So once again, go to the website SeminoleGOP.org to get your tickets for the October 2nd dinner featuring Governor Ron DeSantis. And get
Absolutely.
It before they sell out, because this will for sure sell out.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And it's going to be a beautiful event. I'm really excited. I know many of my close friends from last cycle will be there and looking forward to that.
Okay, excellent. Well, thanks for spending some time with us again, Linda. We look forward to it, and we'll talk to you again in the near future about this event.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And keep up the great work.
Hey, thank you. Anytime.
All right. See you later.
And
bye.
Yeah, Seminole County is definitely in good hands when Linda Trocine has her hands on things up there.
We need them all.
That's for sure. Oh,
yep.
I see. Michael had a question.
Just a second late.
For Linda. Perhaps we can answer it for you. Michael, I'm sorry I didn't see that come up until we let her go. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's all good. Number one, love you guys. Love your show. Awesome
thank you.
Job. The question I had is, who the Republican Party plans on running up against Stephanie Murphy. We need to get rid of her. And I checked the Seminole Christian site, and they have nobody listed.
Well, actually, our man, Anthony Sabatini.
Yeah, there's about six people. The difference is you probably won't see that on a local county site. You'll see that on the state site as well as the federal election site because it's considered a United States office, even though they represent us locally. So you're probably not going to see it there. I believe there's about six or seven people in that race right now.
Okay, very good. But you said Mr. Sabatini's one of them.
He is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Good to know. Thank you.
Appreciate you being out there. Glad we could answer your question. Let's go ahead and take Mark's phone call while we are at it. Hello, Mark. How are you doing this evening?
Great. Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Yes.
And you guys there tonight. I was following up there when you talked to Sabatini, and he was talking his plea kind of to the fellow Republicans. To kind of light a fire under them to really, you know, oppose the mandate that might be coming down and the concerns. I was at the Osceola County School Board meeting.
Well, that had to be
last
interesting.
Night, voicing my concerns. And I can tell you just from my observation, without a doubt, overwhelming, Republican, right-wing parents, our concern that we had, that we were expressing, so many people spoke. It was unbelievable. I'm going to guess and say here, to be fair, it was probably, but these are pretty close numbers. I'm going to say 80-20 was the parents speaking for. And I shouldn't just say parents. There were also teachers. There was a teacher there that has taught 20 years from Harmony. And she said, the face mask should not be required by the teachers. It's better for the students, especially the ones, to see the expression. The feedback that kids get from facial expression was one of those things you never hear of from teachers or the teachers union. You're not going to hear that, are you?
Right. Well,
you guys were successful, and, right? They ended up supporting no mask mandates, right?
Well, what we did, they stayed with what we have right now because what is about is the best and the fairest that you can get. And I don't know why more school boards didn't do the same, is that you have, when parents know what to do with their kids, they're going to trust the government. They're going to trust the other higher powers to make that decision, and they'll just put the mask on the kids at the school. Well, for my student being in elementary, and my wife, where there's no way we wanted him wearing for 8 hours a mask, 7 full hours in between taking a bite of his food and whatnot. So we opted out, and that's what Osceola County has, and I don't understand why everybody. But here's the kicker. I mean, that was an emergency meeting last night, and there was one board member who motioned based on a personal experience that she knows in her district who passed away from COVID recently. And she said, and all the feedback from all her friends and people she knows, that gave her the feeling that she needed to push for the full mask mandate for every student with no opt-out. That's how crazy it gotten. She made a motion for that, and you should have seen the reaction from us in the audience, parents and those concerned, grandparents that spoke. Again, there was, I'm going to say, at least a couple teachers, again, spoke that they did not want to have this mask mandate, a blanket over everybody to follow. But I can tell you, even the students, there was a lot of younger students that were in the lobby, at least. It was a packed house. And the passion and fire, though, I can tell you from us on the one side, and I try to look at this as fair as possible, too, from all angles. In fact, I pleaded, Chris, to the board and all the observers there from the board, and I said, you know what you guys have to do? You're going to have to do one thing. And I said, we have already this mandate that's fair in place. But I said, the information you're getting, like the doctor expert who started off for 10 minutes rambling about numbers, fictitious numbers, or we should say, how they do it, right? The tainted numbers and who's infected and how stop. Nobody listened to the numbers actually gone down the last 14 days. They heard from Orange County. But they're going to spin it any way they want. But I'm telling you, I tried my best, and I will tell you, the people from St. Cloud to Harmony to Poinsettia to Kissimmee that were there was unbelievable. I spoke with a woman afterwards who made the motion. Here's the thing. Nobody seconded the motion. Thank goodness it did not go to a vote, or else we could have been in the same position that what Brevard did last night. They lost theirs on a 3-2 vote. One councilman switching that vote changed everything now for those students in the Ford Goebel's future here.
All right.
It's silly that you're going to say that. But I talked to this woman who, and I said, you know, you can't. In fact, I objected there right at the meeting. And I said she ignored all this information she just heard and based it on a personal experience. She gets to make a move.
Yeah.
To call for this vote,
right? Well,
it was unbelievable.
It's all, you know, packed with emotion. Absolutely.
But you know what the good
thing
is?
Great job, though, Mark.
You know, they got it done.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. And it's great that Mark's out there taking it on and showing the people. And I'm thrilled that these people show up.
This is what a democratic republic is supposed to be like.
That's exactly
where
right.
Where we speak our minds to the authorities.
That's a great.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and against reprisal, probably from other people that I may see in the community or whatever, I mean, I told all those people that at the board, I said, look, I go, you guys have to be fair. You have to be objective, and you can't just get all your information from one source. You can't just listen to CNN and MSNBC or NPR radio. You've got to listen to other conservative talk shows like you guys.
All right.
Like you guys.
Good job, Mark.
Oh, God, we need to get him on a commercial.
And maybe a certificate.
Hey, yeah, give him a dinner at Positano's.
Okay.
I'm probably going to get my car. I'll probably get my car egged for that, but you know, well, I'm doing whatever I can. That's my stuff.
I got to go. I got to take a break. But if you'll stay online, we will treat you to Cafe Positano.
Look at that.
Tijuana Flats.
Wife would love it. Hey, get one of you guys. My kids, my wife.
Randy
and
will be happy to.
That's where we draw lines.
Come on.
Hey, Mike's got a nice horse ranch up in Sorrento.
He does.
Oh, that would be perfect.
It would be. All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
The whole weekend I'll drop off.
All right. You got it. All right. Thank you so much. And you can make a difference, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a perfect example.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that is great.
Isn't Osceola more Democrat?
Yeah.
It typically is.
And plus, what I love is America is finally getting off the bench and into the action and forcing issues in many, many school boards and out in the streets.
That's why when people tell me that Anthony Sabatini is too loud and too
He's great.
Give me a break. He's so articulate. He knows exactly what it is that a MAGA
person wants.
He's well-spoken.
He delivers the message.
We need loud and bold.
Right.
Loud and bold. And we'll take a break, come back on the other side. Give you the contest challenge for Thursday again and remind you how to get your tickets for AmFest. AmFest 2021 coming up October 7th through the 10th in Doral. We'll be right back.
Central Florida's conservative voice, The Answer.
Central Florida, it's time to enjoy life again. And that includes dining out. Cafe Positano welcomes you to try the most authentic Italian food you'll find in a clean atmosphere of fine and casual dining. Everything on the menu can be picked up or delivered, but every great chef to be served the moment it's on the plate, not 20 minutes later and reheated. So come on in for lunch or dinner and try their awesome new Bianca Neve, buttery garlic knots with cheese and bacon, or no bacon. Oh, and ask for the Palmadora sauce to dip them in. Yum! 407-774-8080. Cafe Positano is authentic Italian.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement, purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property, turns into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Oh,
All right, little Charlie Daniels for you, ladies and gentlemen, on the American Adversaries Radio Show. Here's your contest challenge for Thursday one more time.
This is a very simple name. Two people who we think should immediately take charge as our president and vice president. These can be people that are currently alive, people that have from history, or they can be people just that, you know, imaginary people, people in the past. I'm going to go because I'm a fan of Trump. He's educated a lot of people, and a lot of people say he was educated. So I'm going to have Putin be my guy as the leader for us if we got to find somebody. And then I need somebody real tough, so I'm going to run with Rambo because he knows how to go back into these countries and bring the people back.
All right.
So come up with two ideas or can run this.
All right, that's for contest Thursday, so get those challenges ready to go. By the way, AmFest 2021 is coming up in October as well, October 7th through the 10th. It will be at Doral. You can go to amfest2021.com to get tickets. Great lineup of speakers.
Oh, yeah, it's got Matt Gaetz, Roger Stone, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, I believe, is actually the MC.
Yep.
Kevin Sorbo, George Papadopoulos. A lot of good people. It's going to be a great event. All the players, and it's at an amazing, even if you don't like any of them, it's at a great golf location.
You like the place,
you know,
Doral.
And it's going to be Doral. I mean, it's going to be
one
so
of the
food will be
places,
great,
yep.
And you never know who's going to show up there.
That's right. It will be actually in the fall, so who knows? Yeah, might be shooting around the golf, stop in and say
beautiful
hello.
Beautiful place.
President Trump has announced two more rallies. Iowa and Georgia are up next.
Oh, that Georgia one. Can you imagine that one?
Yeah, can you imagine?
They're going to come out in herds.
Herschel Walker.
I bet he's going to have Herschel Walker there. That's right.
I guarantee you. And I love his opposition when they see Trump and Herschel together.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I follow Herschel Walker's son on Instagram.
Yep.
You know, he's an openly gay conservative, and he's just great. His name is Christian, if you want to follow him. Christian Walker. Great guy.
I didn't know that. Anyway, President Trump, you can look forward to those rallies coming up. He has been quite outspoken, as you might imagine, about the travesty in Afghanistan. And he would not have done it this way, obviously. And
well, who would?
Well,
Hillary?
That's about the size of it.
You know, Chris, watching him just in Alabama a few weeks ago, the crowd grew, and now after the last week, oh, my. It's a crowd.
Unbelievable.
I wonder if he might do the rally in Fulton County because
oh, really?
Fulton County is on the verge of starting their own election audit.
Do we know what happened in Arizona? Have we heard anything?
The report still hasn't come yet.
It's like
isn't
every Friday,
weird?
And go in. We passed the 3 weeks.
Well, when they came toward the end of the actual examining of the ballots, they said it would be toward the end of August or 1st of September when the report came out.
Oh, okay.
So
but
it's
they
do about have, now due. This is the end of August.
But they do have a conclusion in this report, right?
Presumably.
To be continued next week.
Presumably. But in fact, the audit was never actually completed because the Dominion company had fought them tooth and nail in terms of allowing access to the machines. If you remember, there was the issue about the passwords and all of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So we will have to wait and see. But the efforts are expanding to other parts of the country in terms of having full-on so-called forensic audits. So we'll have to see what happens at that one in Fulton County, Georgia. Meanwhile, Twitter and Facebook had suspended the accounts of a couple of the Gold Star mothers.
Oh, really?
Whose sons were killed in that 13.
Why?
Because they didn't like the way they presented their disrespect for the president who deserves to be disrespected.
Talk about freedom of speech. Give
me
a break.
Yeah,
you've
got to be kidding me. I know.
Yeah, they
gave
their
life for what?
Well, they isolated on Kathy McCullum, who we last night played a part of her diatribe against Biden that she had called in on a radio show. And so Twitter and Facebook have suspended her. But there was another one of the mothers who was suspended from, I think it was one of the other platforms, Chit Chat or something like that. And that one has been restored.
Snapchat,
yeah. That one has been evidently restored.
Yeah.
So,
but you really wonder, even Facebook and them, how can they just say, well, I'm going to take care of that person, but if you have another political philosophy, you're on.
They don't like any conservative that trends. Yeah. They don't like when you trend.
That's right.
Too much attention.
Too much attention or anything like that.
Now, tomorrow night on the show, Nostradamus has booked Angie Ugarte. Angie owns the DeBerry Diner right up the road here. And she put a sign in front of her establishment basically saying that if you support Joe Biden, if you support what happened in Afghanistan, kindly take your bitsware.
I love it.
I know.
I'm going to take my mom there for lunch tomorrow.
But you know what? It's going to be packed.
Well, as a matter of fact,
they're a little worried that they may not have enough kitchen help.
I know. It's going to be packed, which is wonderful. So let's make her rich.
Think about what happened back in 2020 in the election. Remember when this, what was the lady's name? They went to that little restaurant and they were made fun of. She was our...
Oh, Huckabee Sanders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember
Huckabee
that?
Sanders.
And they basically shed... I mean, what's the difference? We're now saying, by the way, we're going to play the same game. This, this owner hates to refuse you, doesn't want you there if you're a Biden supporter. What's wrong with that?
It's their business. So we will see how this goes, but nonetheless, we will have Angie Ugarte on with us tomorrow night. She is the proprietor.
It'd be nice if she gets more TV publicity and everything. She deserves it.
Oh, I'll bet there's going to be a ton of people going out there.
Wholeheartedly.
No doubt about it.
And the name of the restaurant is again?
DeBerry Diner.
DeBerry Diner. And okay, I can remember that.
According to Pierce,